10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if this is your first time listening to Aging Info Radio, welcome. And if you're back again, welcome to you too. I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. Visit our website at aginginforadio.com if you'd like to stream our show live on the web. It also goes up on podcast shortly after we air, and again, that is at aginginforadio.com. I am very passionate about today's show from a personal experience. Actually, we are going to talk about general dentistry, and you want to stay right there. And I'll tell you why. I had been bounced around between a dentist, a periodontist, an oral surgeon, and an implant doctor for a period of at least 3 years. It was not a beautiful experience. The end result worked. But I always felt like, why did I have to go so many places for a standard of care that I really wanted? And I know we all dread going to the dentist, but it is so important for our overall health, and you don't want bacteria affecting your heart and so many other health problems that can happen. And I have finally found my dentist. And the practice is Artistic Dentistry. I have two guests on today, Dr. Joel Akrush. Welcome, Dr. Joel, to AGFO Radio.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having us here, Sue. I love your show.
Well, I appreciate that. And Dr. Joel Walski, thank you for joining us as well.
Yes, thank you for having us.
I think, you know, when I think about going to the dentist, and I'm really, after having all that work done, I'm very religious about all the dental hygiene, making sure you can go twice a year. I don't want to have to backpedal. But let's talk about, I mean, there's a lot to dentistry, and you do general dentistry, all disciplines, and you have a very high standard of care. So let's just talk about that, like what that means.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate that. So you talk about that we're going to do different kind of disciplines of dentistry. What that means is in my practice and with Dr. Walski at our practice, the typical patient comes in for anything from wear fillings to dental implants to dentures. So when we talk about all different disciplines, we're talking about patients needs root canals. We do it at our practice. Patient needs extractions, wisdom teeth. We do that at our practice. Dentures, which I'm not really crazy about, but we do that, offer that for our patients. Dental implants, we do a lot of that. Bone grafting if needed. Meaning we do all this, working on kids. Our office is for the whole family.
Okay, which really makes it easier because you're not being bounced around from a periodontist or an oral surgeon and hoping that all the doctors communicate. So what you're saying is artistic dentistry really covers the whole kit and caboodle.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. I love that. I mean, I think really as busy as people are today and as difficult as it is to get doctor's appointments and dentist appointments, being a one-stop shop makes it much more effective and easier for people's lives.
Yes, that is a true statement. I think what's really important is that to make sure that the treatment for our patient is well done in one practice. I started doing that, for example, the implant discipline earlier on, just because I had a lot of miscommunication or not very good communication with the surgeon or whoever I was working with during that time. So now that I do the surgical part, then I restore the part. I know where the surgical part needs to go, because I'm going to restore that, and I know exactly where it needs to go.
Boy, I wish I would have found artistic dentistry 5 years ago. I so wish I could backpedal. But I know going forward I can pedal to artistic dentistry. Their phone number is 708-301-6060. Their website is artistic-dentistry-pc.com. I mean, what you said is so important, because there's another thing when I think about standard of care, and I get very passionate about this because of all the work I've had done. Like I tell people, I basically at least have a really nice car with all the work I've had done in my mouth, and not because of cosmetic reasons, but because of health reasons. So I think the standard of care is so important, because a lot of times you can be misled. Is that true, Joe?
Absolutely. There's, you know, technology alone out there is changing. And the way things were taught maybe 30, 50 years ago in dental school may not be irrelevant nowadays in dentistry. And so we are, between Dr. Krush and I, we are constantly in communication. We see each other on a daily basis. We work up cases together. And we're really looking to do the best possible treatment options for patients.
Yes. I mean, right there, just the fact that you can go in and really have a conversation and not just be saying this is exactly what you need and not know why. I mean, these are some of the things that I came up against. Like, why is it that one dentist tells me I need a root canal, but then I get a second opinion and they say no? I mean, you're in the field. Why is that, Dr. Krush?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Yeah, I want to know. So
there's obvious reasons for root canal that all dentists will recognize. The more difficult cases is patients when come in and they have a Bruxism problem, grinding their teeth. And they have maybe hypersensitive teeth. And when they do that, seems to be like the thought, if you have hypersensitive teeth or this pain, automatically it's a root canal. Well, I learned over the years that's not necessarily true. It just matter fixing the bite, making sure the patient got a solid bite and they're not Bruxing or taking care of the Bruxing issue. And that takes care of the issue of the root canal. You no longer need a root canal, unless obviously there's pathology in there that you see. But otherwise, the patient come in with no pathology, and they say, oh, my dentist told me I need a root canal, and we diagnose the patient, and we fix their bite, and most of the time, that's it. That was it. They do not need the root canal. They don't need the crown. They don't need anything else on there.
This is when I say you are top-notch. I will endorse you as the best in the Chicagoland area, artistic dentistry. And the reason being is because you actually work with people in all disciplines and actually look at the real problem and how to solve it, not just put a Band-Aid on it or, you know, what do they say, fill and drill.
Yeah, we're definitely not a fill and drill office or patch dentistry practice. We do comprehensive dentistry. You walk in on our practice from the moment you'll see that our receptionist to the moment you leave, that you will get the full, complete treatment as you should every single practice.
Well, I think integrity plays a huge part there, accountability, all the reasons that you choose a service. But one of the things that I do know factual is oral bacteria is being found in brain tissue and heart vessels and joints and many other parts of the body. And if you're not getting rid of that bacteria or going in at least twice a year to have your teeth cleaned, or if there is a problem, making sure that somebody's not just putting a Band-Aid on it or, you know, drill and fill, as we had talked about.
Yeah. So I tell my patients the best way to look at it, when you have an infection in your mouth, that blood that goes to your mouth goes everywhere else too. It goes to your heart. It goes to your brain. So if you have an infection in your mouth and the blood gets bacteria in it, that blood goes everywhere else. Actually, there's plenty of research that show periodontal disease infection can affect your heart.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard that, but it also, I mean, they say at least 80% of American adults have gum or inflammatory disease with their mouth. I mean, how do we get better at this?
Yeah, that's
come
very good.
You.
Yeah, yes, come to artistic dentistry. Yes. it's a very high percentage of patients that have some kind of gingivitis or periodontal disease. That statistic is really kind of astonishing. you start home. You know, to be honest with you, you start home by good oral hygiene, brushing, flossing. Going to the dentist every 6 months, or even some patients, they need to go every 3 months. You got to be catered to it. It's not a cookie cutter dentistry. Every patient should be treated exactly to their needs.
I think that is so important. So it's not a one size fits all. We're just going to do this because this is what we do with everybody. It's actually what happened, what is going on with that patient. And again, I'm here with Artistic Dentistry, Dr. Joel Acruz and Dr. Joe Walsky. We're going to talk about implants versus dentures, all coming up right here on Aging Info Radio. And go to our website and click on that Artistic Dentistry logo at aginginforadio.com, and we will be right back.
When you look in the mirror, you should feel happy. When you smile, you should feel confident. If everyday moments like chewing, drinking, talking, or just smiling for a photo make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed because of your teeth, it's time to think about permanent dental implants. It's much easier and affordable than you may think. And Dr. Joel Acruz and his team at Artistic Dentistry want to show you how customized dental implants can give you freedom and confidence back into your life. Call 708-301-6060 now for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that includes free 3D digital scans. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Acruz to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Are you ready to have your natural-looking, beautiful smile back? Then call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by Rantis Property Group. Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transitions super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272. Well, if you're just tuning in, my show today is about something that I am very passionate about. I'm here with the best dentistry in the Chicagoland area. That is Artistic Dentistry. I'm here with Dr. Joel Acruz and Dr. Joe Walsky, the two Joes. And we are learning a lot of things today. Their website is artisticdentistry-pc.com. Their phone number is 708-301-6060. Okay, years ago, I have to know this. We're going to talk about dental implants versus dentures, but I'd like to know, how long has dental implants been available?
Since about the 1960s.
No kidding.
Yes.
And now they're really hitting the forefront because there's a lot of people that are aging saying, I don't ever want dentures for many reasons, which we're going to address. But let's talk about dental implants.
Okay, what is a dental implant?
That's a great place to start.
Thank you. So the way I would address that is say is the best thing that happened to dentistry since sliced bread.
Really?
Yes. I think it's fascinating where this discipline can take us and the things that we can do with that. So basically, it's an artificial root that's placed in the bone that you can anchor to it one tooth, two teeth, all your upper teeth, all your lower teeth, depends on what you have missing. So that's the basic what an implant is.
Okay, and then that implant is in your bone, and then that is a crown is put on top of it, or the tooth is actually together, put together like that, right?
Correct. So the dental implant is the part that is anchored in the bone. Then you can connect to that either an abutment and a crown or a prosthesis of all your teeth. So, yes, so that's the anchor that you could do, use it for many, many different options. That's the beauty of it. Not just a crown, but you could use it for many different options in the mouth.
Now, somebody says, you know, I'm going to get all my teeth pulled and get dental implants, and they come to see you, Dr. Joe. I'll just call you Dr. Joe so I don't mix you two up there. But, okay, Dr. Joe Walsky, I come in and I say, you know, pull all my teeth. I want dental implants. When do you actually say, okay, it is right for you to get a dental implant? I'm sure when a tooth is pulled is a pretty big indicator, but are there other situations?
Absolutely. It all depends on the case. Most people who want a dental implant, they kind of know they need one. You know, they're missing a tooth, they're missing all their teeth are falling out. Obviously, every case is looked at on an individual basis. But there's, like Dr. Akrush said, there's multiple options to do with implants, whether they actually want to restore their entire mouth with individual implants, which is a possibility, whether they want to do a denture with implant to use implants to retain the dentures. There's a ton of possibilities to do. And not only is it, you know, Dr. Akrush said, the greatest thing that's happened to dentistry, but it changes, you know, people's lives. It changes quality of life. You know, anyone that's been missing teeth and hasn't been able to, you know, eat steak or bite into bread or anything. And it really increases people's quality of life. When we have, you know, natural teeth, we have, let's say they're at 100%. When you have a denture, your biting forces with a denture are maybe only 30 to 20%, even less for lower dentures. But when you have implants, it's the closest thing we have to natural teeth.
And it just helps as you age. And then you're also able, because I know a lot of times dentures, depending on if you're sick or you lose weight or even some medications, sometimes the dentures get loose and then it's harder to eat, or people don't think, oh, well, I'll put weight back on, they'll fit right again. And it really does become a problem with quality of life. Do you sure. see this, Dr. Joel?
Yes, yes. I think with dentures, the most problem that I see nowadays besides sores is that people will have xerostomia, dry mouth, because of medications or radiation, whatever other issues that they have, and their denture no longer fits because they don't have the saliva for the suction on the dentures. And so that's I see that more and more nowadays. So dental implants can really be a great alternative for our patients. Even sometimes we use dental implants, just a couple of dental implants, to hold the denture in place if we don't do a full implant for the patients. So we'd like to customize to the patient needs. Obviously, finances is an issue. If that's an issue, we want to address that. Their health. So there's many factors on there. What's the patient's desires? What are they looking for? So we want to address all that with our patients before we decide what's the best treatment for that patient and what kind of prosthesis is best for them.
This is so great because you are a one-stop shop, but you are not a cookie-cutter office. And, I mean, that makes a huge difference. Just like you said, you wouldn't take somebody that, you know, maybe in their early 70s and say, you know, we're just going to give you all dental implants, in knowing that they may be able to pay for that. They may not need that. They may, like you said, just need a couple teeth, which can make a really big difference. I also, have you seen Dr. Joe? I'll go Joe
sure.
and Joel. Dr. Joe, have you seen a growth in implants versus, I mean, are dentures becoming a thing of the past?
Dentures without implant retention are becoming a thing of the past. Obviously we like to keep our teeth as long as possible. But Yes, dentures. I'm surprised how many patients come in and they know. I'm sorry, implants. I'm surprised how many patients come in and know what an implant is, and that's what they want. I mean, that's what patients want nowadays. It's becoming the standard of care, as I said, even with just regular dentures. To put two implants in to retain a denture is a standard of care nowadays.
Which would really impact somebody that does wear dentures, because then that looseness or that, the like you said, the suction, if they have medication, dry mouth problems, all that, I mean, comes into play. So it's I could see where it's growing. Now, how long are implants supposed to last? We want everything to last forever. We're Americans, right?
Yes, and they do.
Do they really?
Yes,
they
implants,
should.
Absolutely. I mean, the major issues that can occur with dental implants is oral hygiene. So if you keep your, you know, when you have dental implants, that doesn't mean you stop seeing the dentist and you're done. What's nice about dental implants, you cannot get cavities in them, right? Because they're titanium screws that go in our jaws. But that doesn't mean you cannot get gum disease. So you have to maintain them, you have to brush them, and you have to come regularly to the our office or wherever your office is at, hopefully ours, and come in and for regular maintenance. Maintenance is essential.
Well, maintenance too. I mean, the bacteria. I always say that the reason that we were taught to go to the dentist twice a year is for the bacteria. The bacteria that can build up or build up around a tooth. Or just like if you don't take a car in and there's a noise knocking, it could turn into the whole engine. Where it, in the
correct.
Beginning it could have been a belt that tore or something. So dentistry is a lot like that too. Do not put off a problem. If you have any questions about dentistry, the standard of care with artistic dentistry is impeccable. Call the Joes, Dr. Joe or Dr. Joel at 708-301-6060. It's great to hear about implants, and it's great to hear that they can last forever. I mean, that is really good news.
Again, maintenance is crucial. It's shocking how many times I have patients come in and we deliver a crown or an implant and they say, I don't have to brush my teeth anymore, correct? It's just not true. I mean, even with implants, any type of, you got to keep your mouth healthy. You got to keep it clean and constantly, you know, see the dentist on a regular basis for cleans and at home.
Now, is there a different type of hygiene cleaning tools that you use for implants and crowns versus somebody, say, that has all of their teeth?
There might be some additional, depends on the type of prosthesis that you have. But basically what it comes down to is really brushing the whole prosthesis just like you want your mouth to stay clean.
Right.
You know, something going in my mouth is going to be pretty clean. If I have dentures, I want them clean. If I have dental implant prosthesis, it's got to be clean. So there is not really too much additional, but.
Well, you know, one of the greatest things about the Joes, they have beautiful teeth, and you always want to go to a dentist that has beautiful teeth. We're talking with Artistic Dentistry. Their phone number is 708-301-6060. There's a myth out there. Are your bones strong enough for implants, or is that a fact? We're going to find out next, coming up here on Aging Info Radio.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, if you are on the wrong road, turn around. We are talking today about a subject that I am very passionate about because getting a standard of care that works for you is so important. We are talking with Dr. Joel Akrush and Dr. Joe Walski from Artistic Dentistry. They are general dentists with all disciplines. And there is, we're talking about implants versus dentures in our last segment, Dr. Joe. And I would like to know, I've heard that as you get older, dental implants will not work because the bones that grabs the implant are too weak. Is this a myth or a fact? Who would like to answer that?
That's just not true. Usually what goes along with that is osteoporosis. That's usually a reason that myth is out there. It's hard to find a contraindication for implants. Research shows that implants are pretty successful amongst all different types of disease or even conditions.
Yeah, it's the technology. It just continues to expand. And I'm sure in this area, even with, let's say, periodontic work, mm-hmm. I'm sure lasers and all that are coming about, or I hope, are they?
Yes. So just to kind of go back to kind of expand a little bit on Dr. Joe's
on
the bone. So the bone generally, as we get older, actually becomes the cortical bone actually becomes stronger, not really necessarily weaker. And why people think that it kind of leads to this subject is because we tend to have gum disease and our teeth our teeth fall out, if you will, or the dentist take them because they tell you your teeth have gum disease on them. So really, it's not true. It's a myth that, you know, as you get older, your bone is weaker.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that can cause teeth to fall out along with the bacteria and lack of standard of care, getting care regularly. But what do you see?
I think the number one is gum disease.
There's
no doubts about it. Number one is gum disease. The second, you know, it could be patients who have gum disease and they brush their teeth, they grind their teeth. So it's a deadly combination. because you start losing bone, then you have the gum disease that eats the bone, and you tend to lose your teeth much, much faster.
Is it a myth or a fact? People that have radiation, do they lose teeth? Can they?
Yes. I mean, it depends on the situation of each individual patient. But some radiation patients, I've seen that if there's some neglect also that comes with, you know, during the hospital time and not taking care of, they can lose the teeth faster.
Well, without going into my own personal experience of tissue grafting, which was brutal, how is that advancing today? I mean, is there technologies that's taking away, you know, the way that I had it done, which was not pleasant?
So, so if patient, for example, needs gingivectomy right now just to reduce the gum for smile line, we like to get really nice smiles, we use a laser to kind of trim the gums to make them look really beautiful and healthy. We use the laser to kill the bacteria in the sulcus, in the pocket of your where your tooth and gums meet. So, yes, there's a lot of advancements out there that we no longer need the scalpel to scalpel your tissue.
Well, there's a lot of people back to implants, but there's a lot of programs out there, and they're like, come in, we're going to give you all new teeth in one day. Is this a myth? Or is this a fact? I mean, can that be done?
So it can be done if you do all the preparatory work prior. So you're going in no matter what you do, either before or after you get your teeth, but you can. So, but you have to really be careful with teeth that you might want to get the same day. I think they are good for certain patients, but they're not good for all patients. I don't like what I call cookie cutter dentistry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not every patient should fit into that one treatment. We like to treat our patients. They have their own treatment, their own situation, their own health. Everything must play all together, and that patient gets their own treatment. Cookie cutter dentistry is not dentistry, in my opinion, my professional opinion.
Well, I've also heard that bleeding gums, and if you're diabetic and you have bleeding gums, premature death increases by like 400%. I mean, it's just not a good scenario. If you are not taking care of your gums, the bacteria in your mouth, and your teeth, I mean, that right there can really impact your health. I'm sure you see this, Dr. Joe, when with your patients.
Absolutely. Like we mentioned before, seeing the dentist on a regular recall 6 months is crucial. It's the worst part is having someone come in that hasn't been to a dentist in 5-10 years, and they have all these dental problems, and trying to explain it, and it's hard for the patient, it's hard for the dentist, and just keep up with routine care is most important.
Every time you take your car in, you take yourself in to the dentist. We're here with Artistic Dentistry. Their website's artisticdentistry-pc.com. We're going to talk about what happens when you call 708-301-6060 and walk you right through it coming up next.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
This segment is brought to you by Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Choose to inherit your home with one simple form, which can save a family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. We are talking about going to a dentist today, and you absolutely want to make sure that you're going to a dentist, but not just any dentist. You want a general dentist in all disciplines, and I have the person for you. I have the dentistry. It's Artistic Dentistry. Their phone number is 708-301-6060. All right, Dr. Joe Walsky, I call that number. And I'm like, I have a toothache. What do I do? I need a new dentist.
Well, please call us. We have a really great staff, really friendly environment. As you enter, you'll be greeted by our front staff. You'll be seated. You'll meet the actual, either Dr. Acruz or myself. We do a full comprehensive exam that includes x-rays. And our goal is to get you out of pain that day.
And so as I'm sitting with all the anxiety in the waiting room, what you do is you ease that by a lot of times they just tell you what they're going to do, which really does bother me because I always leave wondering, well, why didn't I ask that question? Or do I really need that? Or is there another option?
Absolutely. And we go through multiple. I mean, usually there is multiple options. And we address all those options. And ultimately, the patient makes a decision.
That's so great. Now, Dr. Joel Acruz, let's say I call you. I get you on the phone. What's so different about the way that you provide this high level of standard of care?
So our practice is really unique in that is one-stop shop. I mean, I hate to keep repeating, but it is so true because we want to treat every patient on their own way of their own needs. You come into our practice from the day one, you're going to get a thorough examination. You're going to get a great explanation of all your different options. We're going to sit there, we're going to explain to you, and we're going to ask you, what kind of questions do you have? And if you cannot remember those questions sometimes, it's okay. We ask you to email us the questions, or we'll have another consultation. You can bring your spouse with you, and we sit down with you, and we explain this again, and we'd be happy to do it third time if needed. We want to make sure you are relaxed, you understand what's going on, and that you have a thorough understanding of what we're doing.
Well, I find that there are people, and a lot of it could be lack of the technology, lack of moving forward, doing things the old way. You know, it's just put a Band-Aid on it and hope that it all goes away or it'll last you for a year or two and you'll be right back in the same situation.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
Correct. Yeah, I see what we call, you know, either a patch-up dentistry, which is I'm totally against. And I would say the American Dental Association would say the correct way is to do the comprehensive treatment and treating the patients that we're not patching the patch-up dentistry. For example, we're talking about bone earlier. I mean, we have a CBCT, which is a CAT scan, basically a cone beam CAT scan in our office that when you don't have to go anywhere else, we actually take the x-ray there. It tells us the profile of your bone, what the density of the bone. It tells us, for example, we're going to do a dental implant. It tells us exactly where we can put the implant. Before we open up or work on the patient, we know where we're going to place the implant. We know your nerves, where your nerves are exactly before we go in there. We know where your sinuses are. So it's absolutely beautiful technology that we have. We kind of do the surgery on the computer before you even walk into our office. Before
Isn't that this great? Well, it eliminates not only pain afterwards, it eliminates the time involved, the anxiety. I mean, you must hear this from your patients.
Yes, we take my patients and we show them the 3D of their jaw and where we're gonna place the implants, and even we could put the prosthesis on there and kind of show them where this is gonna go. And we really go do extensive. We take their models of their jaws and we articulate them to simulate a simulator of how your mouth opens and closes and where the implants is gonna fit, so that you know. Teaching, and getting part of the ignorance out of the way, because most people fear as ignorant, you know, and not knowing something.
Well, that's where you leave and you think, why didn't I ask that question? Or you have work done and you think, did I find out all I needed to know before I had the work done? Or how long you're going to be in the chair that day? Are there possibilities that you're going to be in the chair longer? Do you need somebody to pick you up? I mean, a lot of these things go stones unturned.
Yeah, absolutely. And each Dr. Akrush and I, we discuss this with the patient multiple times. And then the staff also follows up with the patients. We have email follow-ups, phone calls on a regular, you know, after and before procedures. So everyone's on top of their game, and everyone's in communication with each other at our office.
Yeah, we use email a lot. That way we can, even some patients, you give them post-op instructions and they might not remember. We actually email it afterwards to their email so they can have it in writing what their post-op instructions are. And in case of an emergency, they have a number to contact us. So we want to go the extra steps to make sure that, you know, they're really comfortable.
Well, I think if you really take care of the problem in a correct way, you're going to have benefits for a lifetime. And then, of course, if you continue going twice a year, or as you said, some people go longer or more often, three times a year, really maintaining what you've had done, you're going to have better results. Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and we are with artisticdentistry-pc.com is their website. And coming up next, I'm going to get a great story and some words of wisdom all right here on Aging Info Radio. And go to our website. That's aginginforadio.com. Click on Artistic Dentistry to see the testimonials. We'll be right back.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
We have been talking about dental health today. And, you know, when art and science meet, it's a beautiful thing. And artistic dentistry is excellence in the art and science of dentistry. I'm here with Dr. Joel Akrouche, who I met a while ago, and Dr. Joe Walsky. But Dr. Joel Akrouche, you told me a story that moved me, and I said, this man does impeccable dental work. So let's share that story again.
Okay. So I want to just kind of tell you why I started dental implants placing. So earlier on, I used to send my dental implant cases to people I refer to, surgeons, and they're awesome on placing implants in the best bone. But guess what? That's not necessarily the best place to restore the teeth. So I started thinking at that time, you know, this is, you know, not what I want, not where I wanted. And communication usually became an issue. So I had this patient of mine that she needed a couple of dental implants. And we were talking to her. And she goes, Dr. Akrouche, I'm not going anywhere. I want you to do my dental implant. I said, I don't place dental implant at this time. She goes, I'll wait for you, you know. So I did. I went and I took the courses, and and she was one of my first patients, and I placed the dental implants on her, and she was so happy. So in 2007, I moved and I kind of to a further, where about 20 miles away, and she recently found me, and she said, Dr. Akrouche, I've been looking for you since the day you left to tell you that I want you to be my dentist. And I went to several other dentists, and I went here and there. But no, I want you to be my dentist. And if I ever need any work, you're the only one who will do my dentistry for me. And it made me feel really good. I mean, the implants we placed in her in early 2000, and you know, they're functioning. They're great. The patient is so happy. And she's following us wherever we go. That's a huge testimonial.
Yes. Dr. Joel, your words of wisdom.
Well, I think what I enjoy most is when you have an anxiety patient that has dental pain, and somehow they mustered up enough courage to come to the dentist, and you see them 6 months later in your office for a cleaning or recall, and they haven't been in 20-plus years. So that's really rewarding. But most importantly, ask questions. Ask your dentist questions.
Absolutely. And real quick, your words of wisdom.
I just say maintenance is really important, but if you're going to get dental implants on work, ask about the experience. Make sure whoever's doing that did hundreds, if not thousands, of dental implants before you have you want to make sure you have an experienced doctor who does this for you.
Absolutely. And again, I'm with Artistic Dentistry. Their website is artisticdentistry-pc.com. Their phone number is 708-301-6060. Thank you, Dr. Joes, for being my guest today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
All right. And real quick, my paws pooch this week is Benny, a 4-month-old male puppy shepherd mix. This handsome guy won't be around long. Go to Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS to meet Benny and give him his forever home. And Dr. Akrouche and Dr. Walsky, their website and pictures will all be up at aginginforadio.com along with our blog and show podcast shortly after we air today. So please do check it out at aginginforadio.com. I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating, but with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.